Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'een. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yassirli amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Allahumma aftah alayna hikmataka wanshur alayna rahmataka ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Wallah Azza wa Jal, open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us. Have mercy on us, O the one who is the most honorable, the most gracious. Balaghal ula bi kamalihi, kashafad duja bi jamalihi, hasunat jami'u khisalihi, sallu alayhi wa alihi. All praises is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our sustainer, our cherisher, nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything. Abundance of peace, blessings and choicest salutations be upon the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is resting beneath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara. May peace and blessings be upon his illustrious family and companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'een. We say marhaba and ahlan wa sahlan bikum to our viewers and listeners of Madani channel to this program called Remedies for the Evils of Society. Today's session and today's topic is something very, very important. Of course, it is in relation to the excellence and importance of sincerely repenting and making tawbah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are the virtues and blessings of repenting? What are the implications on a person when he does not repent after committing a gunah and sin? It is an evil of society that sins are committed and tawbah and repentance is not sought thereafter. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, this is what we are going to be speaking about. Something which will definitely, you know, encourage all of us to always repent sincerely in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But before we get there further into our discussion, as per routine, we always listen to the blessings of reciting Durood and Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and thereafter we listen to a Naati Rasool sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To chale, aaj jo Naati Paak sunne ja rahe hain, to usse qabl isi kalam ke hawale se hum Durood e Paak ki koi fazilat sun lete hain. And this is in relation to Hazrat Allama Maulana Sharifuddin Muhammad Busiri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Ji haan, hum inshallah azza wa jal kuch hi der mein pyara pyara qasida sunenge inshallah. This qasida that we are going to be listening to is Mawlaya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khayri khalqi kullihim. Throughout the world, everyone knows this beautiful qasida composed by Hazrat Sayyidina Sharifuddin Muhammad Busiri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And what had provoked him to write this, as he mentions that he had a severe stroke on half of his body and he underwent long-term treatments, medical treatments, but nothing had ever helped him to overcome his stroke. And due to frustration and anger, being upset with the situation that he could not come out of, he decided that he would recite or compose a plea in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. And then he composed this beautiful qasida, which is recited worldwide. Allahu Akbar, there are many, many couplets of this beautiful qasida. After composing this, he slept and his fortune had smiled at him, whereas he seen the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his dream. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then placed his affectionate hands over his blessed body, over his body, and thereafter even blessed him in his dream with his shawl. Allahu Akbar. Allama Sharifuddin Busiri rahmatullahi ta'ala says, as I had awoken from my sleep, I had seen that I was now cured, whereas I could walk, I could move. Furthermore, I even had that shawl over my body. Allah Akbar. I was still covered with that shawl, which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had blessed me in my dream. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Therefore, dear viewers on this Madani channel, from this beautiful parable, From this beautiful parable, we learn that our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is always there for his devotees and followers. Jisne jahan se pukara, from wherever he has called for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his plea is heard. His requests are fulfilled, because our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has been given this authority and power to assist his ummatis from anywhere they are in the world. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam will definitely come to our aid and save us from the horrors of the grave and in the hereafter if we have this aqidah. And furthermore, if we follow the sunnah and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. My intention, my niyyah to mention this beautiful incident was that, alhamdulillah, we are going to be listening to this beautiful qasida, Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habi bika khayri khalki kullihimi. To chale inshallah azzawajal isse sunte hain aur dheron nekiyan kamayenge inshallah. We will also recite with it and make dua inshallah azzawajal, because this is an accepted qasida in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always try and include one or two couplets even of this qasida in your supplication, in your dua, whenever you supplicate, in your functions, in your gatherings, wherever there is a chance, always recite qasida Burda Sharif to invoke the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will request our respected and honorable director sahab to please give us this qasida. And the speciality of this recitation, should I say, is that it has been recited in three different languages, right? So alhamdulillah, you will listen to the Arabic, then you will listen to the English and Urdu, alhamdulillah. And our respected and honorable Haji Abdul Habib, along with other Naat Khans of Da'awat Islami, who need no introduction, have done this fabulous and fantastic piece of work together, alhamdulillah. You will be seeing this right on your screens after this, inshallah. So I will request our director sahab to please give us this kalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihim. Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihim.
Descend peace and blessings countlessly, eternally upon your beloved, the best of creation.
Muhammadun Sayyidul Kawnaini wa Thaqalaini. Muhammadun Sayyidul Kawnaini wa Thaqalaini wal Fari. قيني من عرب ومن عجمي
آپ ہیں حضرت محمد سرور ہر دو سرا.
آپ ہیں حضرت محمد سرور ہر دو سرا.
آپ ہیں عرب و عجم جن و بشر کے پیشوا.
آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام.
Muhammad is the leader of both worlds, both creations.
Muhammad is the leader of both worlds, both creations.
And even both groups, Arabs and Ajam.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib. بك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحمي.
آپ ہیں محبوب حق اور شافع روز جزا, آپ ہیں محبوب حق اور شافع روز جزا, ناگہانی آفتوں میں آپ کا ہے آسرا,
آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام.
He is the beloved whose intercession is hoped.
He is the beloved whose intercession is hoped.
For in every sudden calamity,
Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib. بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
يا اكرم الخلق مالي من الوذ به يا اكرم الخلق مالي من الوذ به سواك عند حلول الحديث العمامي
اکرم المخلوق مانگو اور میں کس سے پناہ, اکرم المخلوق مانگو اور میں کس سے پناہ, حادثات عام میں ہے آپ میری تکیگا,
آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام.
O most noble of creation, I've learned to seek refuge. O most noble of creation, I've learned to seek refuge. In other than you and universal calamities descend.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib. بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها ومن علومك علم اللوح والقلم.
بے شبہ دونوں جہاں ہیں آپ کا جود و کرم, بے شبہ دونوں جہاں ہیں آپ کا جود و کرم, آپ کے کل علم کا ایک جزو ہے لوح و قلم,
آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام.
So indeed the world and the hereafter from your grace, so indeed the world and the hereafter are from your grace, and part of your knowledge is the knowledge of the preserved tablet and the pen.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib. بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا, يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم.
اے خدا دیتا ہوں تجھ کو مصطفیٰ کا واسطہ, اے خدا دیتا ہوں تجھ کو مصطفیٰ کا واسطہ, پورے فرما سب مقاصد بخش دے میرے گناہ,
آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام.
Oh,
by the chosen one fulfill our wishes. Oh my Rabb, by the chosen one fulfill our wishes.
And forgive us for what has passed.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib. بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير خلق كلهم. امين ثم امين اللهم امين. سبحان الله, what a beautiful rendition recited by Haji Abdul Habib Attari Sallamahu al-Bari, our respected Junaid Sheikh, as well as our Ashfaq Madani. MashaAllah, fabulous and fantastic recitation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase the love in our hearts for the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we have come back with this program, and once again we would like to welcome the viewers and listeners of Madani Channel to this program called Remedies for the Evils of Society. Remember, when you read the Holy Quran, you will find at various places nations that repented with sincerity in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Rabbul Izzat had forgiven and pardoned their sins. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, let's begin from here inshallah. Ala Hazrat Radiyallahu Ta'ala Anhu had said that the true repentance means immediately giving up the sin, feeling deep regret and being worried about the sin that has been committed, because this is disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and making a firm intention in the heart not to commit that sin again, and finding every possible way to compensate for that sin that was committed. This is to make true tawbah in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Any person or any nation that goes to this extent, that they experience and feel remorse and regret for committing and doing that evil action or act, due to which they seek forgiveness from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardons their sins and they are given another chance. When you study and you see the people of Nainawa, this was the nation of Hazrat Sayyiduna Yunus ala Nabiyyina wa alihi salatu wa salam. They sinned, they committed various sins day and night. They disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did not accept Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. He came as a messenger informing them about the truth. But they dejected him. They did not follow him. Rather, they made a mockery and joke out of him. He alayhi salatu wasalam informed them over and again. And one day, he mentioned to them that the adab and punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the divine torment, is about to descend. They made mashwara amongst themselves and said, you know what? Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam had never ever spoken a lie. So for as long as he is within us in our midst, the adab and divine torment that he speaks about will never descend. So keep an eye on him. He alayhi salatu wasalam during one night left that town. In the morning, the people have witnessed of Nainawa, which was in Mosul, that the entire sky had turned black. Clouds from all sides had covered the town, and thick black smoke had covered the town. And when they seen the signs of divine torment, they began to tremble with fear. Terror had struck them. And now they decided to go and find Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. And when they realized that he is no longer in the town, they sent their people to go and search for him in the outskirts of the town and city. However, after thorough search, when they did not find him, they realized that now the words of Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, his warning that he had given us, will turn out to be true. they realized. This was that moment when they had deep regret over all the wrong that they have done in their life. You know, when there is a certain time in your life when you think, why have I done this? You, why? And besides regret and remorse, there's nothing else you can do. They experienced such type of regrets and they began to cry miserably, repenting, crying, seeking forgiveness, prostrating in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They actually returned the belongings of one another from whom they unjustly snatched. Somebody who invaded anyone else's house, he had returned their house back. They returned their clothes back. Their businesses, money, wealth, everything was given back to the rightful owner. And in this way, they all separated from one another. Husbands left their wives. Children left their parents. Siblings, brothers, people separated. And using thick clothes, they left the city and settled in the jungle, crying and repenting for forgiveness, that they would never commit those gunas and sins again. When this had happened, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had turned the divine torment away. It was moved away. Those clouds, those dark black clouds that appeared above that city, that surrounded that entire city, it was a horrific scene. Everything had normalized. And this was the sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted their repentance. Tawbah! Subhanallah. Dear viewers of the Madani channel, many more examples can be given when Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam informed his followers and people to repent. The Bani Israel, they also rejected him, refused him, and then suddenly a mountain uprooted and was then pending just above their heads. And when they realized that this mountain, which no human is holding, and there are no ropes or anything that is holding this mountain above us, and they realized that, well, this is a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right there, they go into prostration, seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is just few examples that I have given. As Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala, again I will repeat myself, what is tawbah? What is repentance? Allahu Akbar. It is to first identify the sin that is committed. Number two is making a firm intention of abandoning that sin. Number three, making a firm intention not to commit that sin in the future. So, abandoning sins and then making a firm intention not to commit that guna again. After identifying it and having deep regret and remorse, are from the signs of acceptance of tawbah. Allahu Akbar. Remember well, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, there are some rights which are related to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, missing salah. Despite having the time, without any valid reason, a person misses his salah. He has violated the rights of Allah azza wa jal. He missed his fast in the month of Ramadan al-Kareem without any valid reason. He has violated the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has the money. Zakat is farz upon him, but yet he does not pay his zakat. He has money to go for hajj, but he does not do so. So he has violated the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah, in this case, the ulama and the scholars have mentioned that now he should not seek tawbah from the people. Rather, he should seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, if he used his body parts to commit sins, such as the eyes, the ears, the tongue, the hands, body organs, he should make tawbah, he should seek repentance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for committing these gunas and sins, such as touching the Qur'an Pak without wudu, staying in the masjid whilst you are in the state of janaba, and the list goes on, so forth and so on. A person should then receive or seek repentance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you get the rights of people. Whereas you stole someone's wealth, you have taken a bribe from someone, you have charged interest, you have robbed someone. So in a situation like this, a person then should seek forgiveness from those people that he has wronged. He has done wrong to them. He has violated their rights. He should give back their rights. And thereafter, he should even seek forgiveness from them. This is to make you understand, to make our viewers and listeners of Madani channel understand that this is the implications And these are some necessary rules and regulations which we all should adhere to. We should understand that as Muslims, over and again in the Holy Quran Pak, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has warned us. And at the same time, besides encouraging us to make dua, to supplicate, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also given the glad tidings of du'as being answered. If you sincerely repented in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, your repentance shall be answered, it shall be accepted. And what more bigger proof than this, that your Rabb, your Creator Himself is telling you that you ask from me, you shall be granted. If you seek forgiveness, I shall pardon and forgive your sins. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran Pak, فَمَنْ تَابَ مِنْ بَعْدِ ظُلْمِهِ وَأَصْلَحَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Then whosoever repents after his injustice and then amends, then Allah will turn to him with his mercy. So whoever repents after committing a sin, Allah is telling you that He Azza wa Jal will turn to that person with His mercy. Undoubtedly, Allah is forgiving, merciful. Subhanallah. What a beautiful verse in the Holy Quran Pak. In this verse, in Tafsir Siratul Jinan, in the commentary of the Holy Quran Pak, the ulama and the scholars have written that repentance is an extremely good thing, no matter how major the sin may be. If one repents, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will surely forgive his rights and grant the repenter salvation from the punishment in this world and in the hereafter. Because repenting is a very, very excellent and a good thing to do. You committed wrong? Do not be hard and harsh and stubborn. Do not find excuses to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or do not think that, where will Allah forgive me? My sins are so huge. I have committed major sins. Whatever the gunah and the sin may be, such as cheating, deceiving, lying, stealing, any gunah has been committed at any time. This verse is for every one of us, that soon after one commits a sin, he should instantly, immediately repent after having remorse and regret for committing that guna. Because here, Allah Azza wa Jal has not restricted a person to say that if the sin is very big, it will be very difficult to forgive the bondsman. No. There is no restriction as to whatever the crime may be. If only you understand the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Remember, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, subhanallah, our aim and objective is to make sure that our Rabb, our Creator, is happy with us. He is pleased with us. And if Allah Azza wa Jal is not pleased with you, no matter how much of money you possess, no matter what background you belong to, your culture, your background, your caste, your living style, all of this is never judged by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is your taqwa and piety by which you are judged in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah Azza wa Jal will become naraz and unhappy with you, then surely that person will be deserving of the hellfire. As Amir Ahl Sunnah has written in his beautiful poetry, in his munajat, he writes, he composes, Gar tu naraz hua meri hilakat hogi, gar tu naraz hua meri hilakat hogi, haaye mein naar jahannam main jalunga ya rab, haaye mein naar jahannam main jalunga ya rab, afw kar o oh, sada ke liye razi ho ja afw kar aur sada ke liye razi ho ja gar karam kar de to jannat mein rahunga ya rab gar karam kar de to jannat mein rahunga ya rab amin allahumma amin. So seeking forgiveness, repenting in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very good and a favorite act of a wise bondsman. We should consistently, continuously repent and make abundance of istighfar. Let us listen to other verses in the Holy Quran Pak in relation to repenting in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and increase your enthusiasm for repenting. Allah azza wa jal says in another verse,
يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا.
O believers, turn towards Allah in such a way that it may become an admonition for the future. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. So here, the word nasuha has been used in this verse, which is to be pure, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from impurity. Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the second Khalifa, when he was asked in relation to what is tawbat al-nasuha, what is true repentance? So he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, it means that a person repents of his bad deeds in such a way that he never ever commits that gunah and sin again. Firm intention. He is determined and steadfast that he never ever commits that gunah again. Allahu Akbar. Similarly, when Hazrat Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrated that Hazrat Sayyidina Mu'az bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is tawbat al-nasuha? We often hear this word. What is tawbat al-nasuha? As Allah Azza wa Jal has used this word in the Holy Quran Pak, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it means that a person feels ashamed of the sin he has committed, and then he seeks forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then never turns to those sins again, as milk does not return to its udder. Sayyidina Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala said, by making tawbat al-nasuha, all the sins of a person is forgiven when he seeks true repentance. These days here, repentance is such that we make tawbah. We say we are very sorrowful, we feel regret. But that regret sometimes lasts just for a day. Sometimes lesser than that, for an hour, two, three. In the masjid, you see on a Jumu'ah day, people would cry and make abundance of dua. Repentance, they will seek forgiveness. But the moment they leave the masjid, ghiba and backbiting is happening outside the door of the masjid. As we make tawbah that we are never going to slander any alim edin, then you find on the social media someone said something, and then the same person who repented and says, well, I don't like to get involved in politics, they are found commenting and tarnishing the reputation and dignity of others. Also a grave sin. So many sins of interest, riba, cheating, consuming alcohol, doing drugs and different types of gunas are done even after repenting. Dear viewers on the Somadini channel, firm repentance is important. Yes, a person commits guna. We are insan, we are humans. We commit the sin, we seek repentance instantly and immediately. And if again the sin is committed, then do not wait. Seek forgiveness again. If for the third and fourth and fifth and sixth time the person continues committing, every time the sin is committed, he should still make a firm intention till he gives up that sinning and that habit of his. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us in the Holy Quran Park in another verse, subhanallah, listen to these beautiful ayat that are being recited and be encouraged, my sisters, my brothers out there. Time has come because life is too short. Every one of us is lingering around this thought that we shall live in this world for a very long time to come. You know, we often meet people, and today I have personally met a person who says, I have sinned or I have done so many things in my life, and I realized that after the age of 40, 50, you know, this is not the ultimate and the extreme of life. I mean, ultimately, I have to go in the grave. We realize that. We know that. We all know whether a person who's 18 or 20 years, he knows that he is never to live in this world forever. But the actions of a person proves as if he is never to die. And therefore, this concept or this idea that, you know, I have a lot of time now. I still have time to think. I still have time to ponder. I still have to get married. I still have to work and earn money. These hopes provokes or encourages a person to continue sinning, because he knows I have to live for a long time to come. I have another 20, 30 years more to live in this world. So a person feels somewhere down the line, you know, when the right time comes, when I'm in my old age, since by that time I'll be 40, 50, 60 perhaps, then I will go to the masjid, then I will make sajda, and sajda upon sajda when my bones are weak, maybe I will be using a chair, but I will try and repent at that time. It's too late, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. Yes, till your last breath, you should continue seeking Tawbah and making Tawbah. But the true essence of seeking forgiveness is in your youth. Develop the habit of seeking forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another verse,
إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَةُ عَلَى اللَّهِ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ ثُمَّ يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ ثُمَّ يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ فَأُولَئِكَ يَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا.
The repentance whose acceptance has been undertaken by Allah with His own grace is only for those, yes, it is only for those who do evil ignorantly and then again repent soon after. Allahu Akbar. Let us listen to this again. The repentance whose acceptance has been undertaken by Allah Azza wa Jal with His own grace is only for those people who commit guna and soon after seek forgiveness. Allah turns towards such people with His mercy, and Allah is knowing, wise. Dear viewers on the Madani Channel, subhanallah, it is the ulama and the scholars in the tafsir and commentary of the glorious Quran Park have mentioned that soon after does not only mean few hours. If you committed a sin at 10 o'clock, it's better for you to instantly and immediately seek repentance. But if a person did not seek repentance, he did not make tawbah for that sin at 11 o'clock. For example, hypothetically speaking, it does not mean that now he does not fall under this category. Rather, the ulama had said, soon after refers to even till he is about to leave this world. Since he has no guarantee as to when he will die or when she will die, the best is to make tawbah immediately. Do not think that let me commit this guna again and again and a few times, and when I'm tired of committing that sin, then I'll make tawbah once and for all to cover up all the mess. Allah Azza wa Jalla is alimun bi zati sudur. He is aware of the secrets in the hearts. He is all-loving, wise. He knows the intentions and the thoughts that cross the minds of people. Allahu Akbar. Are we fooling ourselves? Are we not scared of the punishment in the hereafter? When a person is disappointed after committing sins, it provokes a person to commit a crime, because there is no concept of repentance. There is no encouragement that repent, repent, confess, repent. Allahu Akbar. So, on the other hand, a person then, without any hesitation, he commits sins. And in any religion where the concept of forgiveness is there, it inspires a person to repent, because that religion is teaching him to repent. Make tawbah. It's never too late. Try it out. Do it. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Do you know, dear viewers on the Madini channel, there are so many ahadith. Let us, inshallah, Zawajal, go to few ahadith and thereafter mention one or two stories which will definitely enlighten your hearts, inshallah. Maybe you know a person who's doing some evil out there and he is not yet in the right, I would say, frame of mind, or he is not yet really motivated. You be the source of motivating him. Join the ijtima'as of Da'wat Islami. Join the movement of Quran and Sunnah, subhanallah. Hundreds of robbers, thugs and thieves, different types of backgrounds that people belong to once upon a time, alhamdulillah, after joining this beautiful movement of Quran and Sunnah, Allahu Akbar, their lives have reformed. Their lives have changed. They are muballighs of Da'wat Islami today, preaching Islam. It is the blessings and the barakah of this fragrant movement of Da'wat Islami that have reformed and changed people, not in one city or one town, globally. Subhanallah. Okay, let's listen to this hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, when a person commits a sin and then repents in the court of Allah azza wa jal, and after repenting, he is steadfast upon it, then Allah azza wa jal accepts every good deed of his and forgives his sin that he has committed. And in return of every forgiven sin, he azza wa jal elevates his one rank in heaven. Allahu Akbar. One rank is elevated for him in Jannah, and Allah Azza wa Jalla grants him a palace in heaven for every virtue and performs his nikah with one of the heavenly maidens in paradise. Subhanallah. This falls under the fada'il and the virtues of repentance. The one who repents, he gains these benefits. Subhanallah. Listen to furthermore benefits. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, whoever likes that the his book of deeds, meaning his Nama-i Amal, should make him happy on the day of judgment, when this book of deeds shall be given to you in your hands, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he should increase istighfar, repentance in it, after every fard of salah. Whenever you have the time, make abundance of istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Over and again. Do this, because there are countless of gunas and sins that we commit on a daily basis. For many we are away, and for many we are unaware. We don't know in our conversations, in our talks, in our habits, in our actions. So make abundance of istighfar, and this will make you happy when you receive your books of deeds, your book of life in your hands. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Sunan Ibn Majah has stated, At-ta'ibu min ad-dhanbi kaman la dhanba lah. The one who repents, the one who makes tawbah, the one who cries and sincerely repents in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like the one who has not committed any sin at all. Allahu Akbar. Because his sins are washed away. It is all wiped out. He is now freed from those gunas and burdens of sins. The sin has been committed 10 years ago. Till today the brother thinks about it, but he was never given the tawfiq to shed 2 tears in the court of Allah and cry and regret about his past. No, it was the past. I'm not committing it right now in the current and in the future, inshallah, I hope not to. But have you sought forgiveness for that what was done before? This is a question to be asked. Ask yourself this. Furthermore, in a hadith, Rasulullah ﷺ had said that when Iblis challenged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I swear oath on your honor, I will continue to mislead your bondmen as long as their souls are in their bodies. I will continue to lead them astray. I will continue to entice them. I will trick them. Allahu Akbar. Until their souls are in their bodies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied and said, by my honor and glory, if you will continue doing that for as long as their souls are in their body, then listen, O Iblis. Oath by my honor and glory, I will continue to forgive them as long as they beg forgiveness from me. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. As long as they seek forgiveness from me, I will keep forgiving my bandas and my bondsmen. As long as they come to me, as long as they repent, I will accept their repentance. Subhanallah. What a motivational narration this is, dear viewers on the Madini channel. Allahu Akbar. So, alhamdulillah, make a firm intention, see and read through the seerah of our pious predecessors, how they would immediately, after any wrong that was done, how they would repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because, you know, the verses recited before them would cause about a major change in their attitude, in their habits, in their ways, because they understood the Holy Quran Pak. They would learn the Holy Quran Pak. They feared the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These days here, we aren't aware even of those surahs which we read every single day in our salah. We aren't aware of those meanings because we don't have the time. We have the time to sit on our mobiles. We have the time to sit on the computer. We have time to sit in front of the TV and play games for hours. We don't have the time to read those surahs which we read for Fajr, Zuhur, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. At least let me learn the meaning of those surahs so that when I read my salah, I can at least enjoy this one surah or two or few surahs that I know by heart. At least I will have proper concentration. I will have khushu and khudu in my salah. Because why? I know the meaning. My heart will be there in salah. But no, we don't have the time. We have the time to do every other thing in the world. It's really a shameful place. It's a place of, you know, having remorse and regret over this fact and reality that we are distant from the teachings of the Holy Quran. We do not know what our Rabb is actually even saying to us in the Holy Quran. We have this suwal. And we have this faryad, munajat in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we should not return empty-handed from the darbar, from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I mentioned those verses, you are never going to go empty-handed. My sisters, my brothers out there, irrespective of your age, especially if you are young, you have more chance of repenting now in order to make your future better. Repent and make this dua.
مغفرت کا ہو تجھ سے سوالی پھیرنا اپنے در سے نہ خالی مغفرت کا ہو تجھ سے سوالی پھیرنا اپنے در سے نہ خالی مجھ گناہگار کی التجا ہے یا خدا تجھ سے میری دعا ہے یا خدا تجھ سے میری دعا ہے
آمین بجاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. The conclusion of this program is that the repentance and the repenters are extremely fortunate individuals. Those who have been given the tawfiq and ability to repent should repent. They are extremely fortunate individuals. And those who are scared of repenting, do not feel shy. Do not feel it's too late. No, never disperse from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can never ever be disappointed of this because Allah's mercy is very, very vast. You can turn to Him at any part of the day, any part of the night, at any moment in your life. Allahu Akbar, Allah Azza wa Jal will pardon your sins if you truly repent. Not at the time when the ghaib and the unseen, the things of the unseen is now apparent upon a person who's dying. You know, when he can see the angels and is about to die and then he says, Tawbah, Tawbah, for all the sins I committed, I'm really sorry. Before all of this becomes apparent to a person who's dying and counting his last breaths on the deathbed, the moment is before that. Repent right now, at this moment, at this time, because you don't know whether you will even see tomorrow. I leave you with these words, inshallah, azzawajal, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us nek tawfiq wa rafiq to repent in His court, to seek forgiveness day and night. May Allah azzawajal, for the sake of those whose repentance has been accepted, forgive our sins as well. May Allah azzawajal guide our youth out there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide barakah and blessings in our sustenance. Wherever you are, our madani maqsad of da'wat islami is that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah, show me the right path.
chose.